T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
How's your bracket looking, everybody? Yeah, how's your bracket looking? It's Chuck and Winkler.
Served up by Perkins, I'm Bart Winkler. Freem's back on Monday. Sam Schmitz is in the house. Ryan Horvath at the grown-up table. Marquette losing is where we'll start after... I really don't want to call it day one of the NCAA tournament because it's essentially day three. I mean,
right.
The tournament starts with the first four, but yesterday is more of the, okay, let's sit down, let's watch these games, let's crush some wings, let's crush some beers, let's pass out on the bathroom floor, have your wife pound on the locked door. I'm just hypothetically.
Right, not you.
Not me, personally.
Right.
I didn't go out to the bar and come home at 7:30 and pass out on the bathroom floor. That wasn't me.
No.
I can't speak from that scenario.
No.
I wasn't driving in this morning frantically looking at scores of last night's games and still doing that right now.
Abilene, yeah, who cares?
That's not me. No, it was a good day yesterday. Not a ton of upsets. I mean, if you took some upsets, then maybe your bracket could be busted a little bit. But mostly the top-seeded teams won. Florida beat Nevada, the 10-7. I had Seton Hall beating Kentucky in some pools, so I don't know why I did that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, you were really high on Nevada, you and Chuck, weren't you? The both of you were. And I was telling you guys, first, Florida was going to win that game.
The first bracket I filled out, I did take them to the Final Four, but I don't know if I submitted that one. Because I had all the one seeds, all ACC, and I thought, well, I need somebody else. And then I ended up changing it. I went pretty chalk in most of the brackets that I did, and if you win chalk, that worked out for you. Michigan State, that was a close one with Bradley, but they pulled ahead. But Marquette's the big story for us here, as they got walloped yesterday, and it wasn't even really close against Murray State. I'm surprised at that. I know that John Morant's a very good player, and we saw it yesterday, first triple-double in that tournament since Draymond Green had one like 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But to get beat up that badly, I think, was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, it was. You know, the game started off and the pace was good. The announcers were talking about it. They're like, man, this is going to be probably the best game on the docket today. And then all of a sudden, man, Ja Morant just went off. And he's as good as advertised. What I liked about his game yesterday is he really didn't have to score. He didn't have to shoot the ball very much to take over that game. I mean, he was just dishing to teammates, kicking it out, and they were just knocking down every jumper. They looked really good offensively. Murray State, I'm telling you, they could go all the way to the Final Four, I really think. Ja Morant is the real deal. A triple-double. I mean, they asked him after the game, they're like, what's your favorite statistic out of the three, you know, and he was like, the assists. It's like, man, I haven't seen anything like that in a long time. I see why he's going to be probably the number two pick of the draft, and Zion's the best player in the draft, right? I texted Mitch, who produces here. He was texting back and forth with
Mayor
me. And
Mitch.
I said, Mitch, you would still take Zion number one, right? And he was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. But man, I'm watching that yesterday, and I'm like, yeah, Zion's obviously clear number one. You don't see too many guys come out like him. He's kind of a freak of an athlete, but man, Morant looked good. The one knock on him, he does turn the ball over a lot. He does get out of control.
7 turnovers yesterday. He had 17 points, 16 assists,
yeah,
and 11 boards for, again, the first triple-double since Draymond Green in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, Murray State hit 50% of their threes yesterday. You're not going to lose too many games when you shoot 50% from three. Marquette shot 25%. You know, jumpers weren't going down. It was kind of the same story of the last month and a half, 2 months for Marquette. You know, Marcus Howard, you look at the stat sheet, 26 points, but he went 9 of 27 from the floor. And I know a lot of that in the second half is nobody else was knocking down shots, so he had to force things. Hauser had a double-double, but other than that, I mean, Marquette, they didn't show up. I was texting Freems back and forth, too, and I love Woj. I really do, but he got exposed yesterday, in my opinion. There was just no fire from this team. Like, you would think the way that they bowed out of the tournament, losing their last four or five, whatever it was, in conference play, that they would have came out, you know, and said, hey, we deserve this seed, because I didn't think they should have been a fifth seed anyway. How do you go on a losing streak to close out the season and get the fifth seed? If anything, Murray State looked like the fifth seed. I think they kind of got screwed over. They're the best mid-major team that I've seen. And so, yeah, just disappointing. And I think Woj should be on the hot seat heading into next season. I mean, if you bring everybody back, this is a team that should be at least in the Elite Eight, in my opinion. And yesterday, they looked like a team. They looked like an NIT team. They looked brutal.
I mean, they were as high as 9 in the rankings at one point this season. And it really looked like it could be a special year from them. And then it almost was like the switch got turned off.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't close out games at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then to get embarrassed like that by 19 points, 83-64, the final. And the game with Moran, it was like, to me, it was reminiscent of when Davidson beat the Badgers and Steph Curry sort of had a coming out party where you see this guy and you think, whoa.
Yeah.
He you know, smaller school, don't know much about him, but this dude's going to be good. And that's kind of what happened yesterday. 414-799-1250. We'll talk college hoops today. We'll talk NBA. We'll talk baseball. Some interesting Brewers news with that rotation. But for the most part, I wouldn't be surprised if this show turns into sort of a referendum on Wojo's status right now at Marquette. 414-799-1250. Let's start things off with Tim in Fredonia. Timmy, how's that cell phone doing?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm on Loomis Road. Are we good?
Yeah, okay, you're all right on Loomis.
All right, well, I'm coming up past the Rock Sports Complex here. There should be
home of the Milwaukee Milkmen coming up this summer.
Yeah, actually, I just met with those guys the other day. I mean, we sponsor some stuff for the Rock and the sport. It's pretty cool, a company that we're doing that.
So why don't you sponsor the Chuck and Winkler show?
Because you guys got enough sponsors. We got to get McGivern out there to sell more stuff. I mean, he wants to take damage. Right?
Right. Yeah, you're right about that.
He was my Pony League coach, too, McGivern, back in the day.
Nice, nice.
How many games did you guys win?
Geez, I don't remember the record, but I was pretty decent. I was good. I'm still a good athlete at the age of 52. I can still play.
What was your wrist?
What'd you say?
What'd you hit with runners in scoring position?
Oh, yeah. My whip. Yeah, whatever it was. I don't know. I was a lefty. So I played on the outfield and did some pitching. Stuff.
Were you good with launch angles?
Yeah, and analytics and all that. Yeah, I talked to Owen Miller about that. He's a friend of mine. He's with the Padres. He said that launch of analytics is crap. It's garbage. Somewhere he's like, I just go up there and swing, and I hit the ball.
Ruins people's swings. Yeah. Well, it did wonders for Christian Yelich. But
yeah. Okay, yeah, what's up, Tim?
Bojo, I mean, the team should have been better than they are at before. This is his fifth season now. But here's the deal, guys. You look at stats like assists. Mm-hmm. I think Murray State had 24, Marquette had 6 assists. What does that tell you? Who's swinging the ball? You know what I'm saying? I know what's his name had. Morant had 16 of them, but the other people still had 8, the other teammates. So, I mean, 24-6 on assists. Marquette's defense was pathetic. They got no post guy. Who's going to get the ball inside and actually, you know, make a couple moves, you know, and get 14 points and 9 rebounds inside? Nobody. They all shoot jumpers, even the Hauser boys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Hauser boys have fit great in Wisconsin, you know, but at Marquette, they just suck. Overrated. Their defense sucks. Woj, he should be on the hot seat. You know what? I'm a more of a Wisconsin fan than I am Marquette, but I would be embarrassed if I was just that. And I know I'm going to get some backlash. And you know what? Your team got rolled. They swung. Okay, they suck. They got, you know, it's just the way it is. And Woj should be on the hot seat. I don't know your guys' take, but hey, Bart, beers today?
No, I got to go home and nap. I had too many beers last night, Timmy.
Dude, that's the problem. You guys got more excuses than a guy in the back of a squad car. So you can't do anything. It's great.
I don't remember much past 8 o'clock last night, to be quite honest with you.
I have some text that I could share, Tim, off the air.
Yeah, maybe next week.
All right, guys, take it easy. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. All right, Timmy. Tim in Fredonia, good to chat with him. Let's keep the phone lines going. Let's go out to Ruben, who's in the Falls, 799-1250. What's up, bud?
Yeah, I think Woj needs to go. Like, I was kind of thinking of last year, but he has more talent. You know, guys are older. They should be better. And, like, I know they got as high as to the 10th seed. It's just I feel like he can't develop the talent he has on the team. There's just he's not doing enough to get these guys over a hump. There's no way, even with Ja Morant on the other side, they should have been bumped so early in the tournament this year.
And they could have been. I mean, they could have been a higher seed, but they did limp to the finish line. They had that four-game losing streak. They couldn't close it out at the end of those games.
And I think that has to do with the coaching. A better coach would have been able to get his players out of their slumps and over the hump and finished better than this. There's no way they should have been a five seed towards the end of the year. This is ridiculous. Marquette needs to do something. We can't have another year of just better than mediocre.
Yeah, I don't know what the solution is. I mean, he's definitely on the hot seat. I mean, I think we can say that definitively. He's definitely on the hot seat. I'm not sure they're not firing him this offseason.
Right.
But I'm not sure. Look, I'm always a guy that if there's a problem, just get rid of it and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I said this about Jason Kidd. If your clothes are on fire, you're not going to worry about what pair of pants you're going to put on next before you take off the clothes that are burning. So get rid of the problem first. When we're trying to fire McCarthy or whatever, people would say, well, who are you going to hire? Who are you going to hire? I don't necessarily think you need to do that. In Marquette's case, I don't know where the better option is. And so maybe I don't take off. Maybe I let the clothes burn a little bit longer. Wojo should be better than this. And when he got hired, you thought, oh, my goodness, this guy's going to bring some prestige to the program, and they're going to be going to Final Fours. And then you started to see guys transfer out, and you thought, okay, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. Let him build what he wants, and then he built what he wanted. And then this stretch over the last month where they couldn't win games, and I wasn't too worried about that still because I think it's about the tournament. It's about the tournament. But when you show up and you get beat by 19 points to a team that you should be better than, I mean, you should be better than that team.
Yeah.
They've got the best player on the court, even though you've got Marcus Howard, but you should be the better team.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no situation where they were yesterday.
No, and see, yesterday, that could happen to a team in the NCAA tournament. I mean, like I said, Murray State shot 50%. Morant was just, like, getting into the lane, kicking it out. Everybody was knocking down everything. And it's embarrassing. That could
Minnesota's no good. They look like the best team yesterday up until 5 o'clock.
Right.
So, yeah, these teams can turn it on in the tournament.
But, I mean, let's say that Tom Izzo at Michigan State loses 6 of his last 7 games. He's on the hot seat.
Yep.
Coach K loses 6 of... Marquette lost 6 of their last 7 games. And just the way that they lost those games, there was no adjustments. I agree with the last caller, no adjustments made. I mean, yesterday, it's the same story, man. Everybody's forcing jumpers. You could tell that they're tired because Marcus was short on most of his jumpers in the second half. He's forcing. And you could say he was beat up the second half of the season because he was. He had like 3 different injuries. There was the wrist, there was this, there was that. There's things that we probably don't know about. I knew that they were screwed yesterday because they got in early foul trouble down low in the post. The bigs did. Theo had 2 fouls. Hauser had 2 fouls. Hauser fouled out, the last 3 games of the season? And that's my point, though. No adjustments made. Coach your guys up. And I love Woj, but let's be honest. Every time he gets brought up, everybody says, terrible head coach, but good recruiter. Is he a good recruiter? Do you consider Woj a good recruiter?
Hey, what does he got? The Hauser boys and...
Right.
Howard?
I hate to keep going back to, like, Tyler Hero, but you're watching Michigan yesterday, and you're watching Kentucky with Tyler Hero, and, you know, like I mentioned, Michigan with Jordan Poole, and it's just like, and you could say this everywhere. It's not just Wisconsin. I mean, people in Illinois are probably saying it. I mean, look at the Illini. They've been crap since Bill Self left them, really. But guys just struggled to keep their own players in state. But it was just... It was frustrating watching that last month of the season. More frustrating because 2 months ago I predicted this team to make a Final Four run. Because, I mean, They were defending a little bit better than last year. I mean, they still weren't great defensively, but Theo John was starting to pick things up. I mean, he was like a physical presence. I liked his game. I liked the Housers. And they were just on fire. Like, I liked the offense. They were knocking down shots. Marcus Howard, Big East player of the year. And towards the end of the season, though, it was just like no adjustments made. And then the way you bow out in the conference tournament was embarrassing. And then it was just embarrassing how Woj handled himself. That's more what I guess I have an issue with. Not the way that they finished. Not that he made no adjustments. Not the fact you lose 6 of 7. But in the tournament, you know, with the player, and then after, like, Marquette officials having to talk to him after the press conference, just the way that he kind of acted in that press conference. And they did get screwed over. I mean, the officiating in that tournament was so bad. Officiating in the Big East tournament was bad, man. Game one, they had issues. But I don't know. I just feel like it was kind of an embarrassment towards the second half of the season. I'm usually a Woj apologist, and I have no excuses to make for him right now.
799-1250, KJ West Dallas. Aloha, KJ.
Aloha, my brothers.
Aloha, aloha, Ledge. Aloha, Freems.
No, not this morning.
Ryan Horvath in for Chuck.
How you doing, Harvey?
Good, how you doing?
Good, man. Listen, I'm going to jump off the rails for a moment, and then I'll hop back on very quickly. The other day in my call, I compared Giannis to bacon, right?
And I said he's more like the meat on the burger.
Yeah, you said the patty. No, I don't get that. But yesterday I had so much angst and then disgust watching that Marquette game that at halftime I created a dessert called the G-Freak Sundae. And it was delicious, Bart, man. I had 3 different types of ice cream. I had fresh blueberries and strawberries. I put hot fudge on it, man, and some nuts. And then I threw on top the bacon. And it was just awesome, man. I ate it from halftime on, and by the end of the game, I was sick to my stomach. And most of that was because I was watching such a pitiful performance by Marquette.
Wait, you call it the G-Freak Sundae?
The G-Freak Sundae.
Why wouldn't you just call it the Greek Freak Sundae?
Because I don't want to go there, man. I didn't want to go there. It was just a G-Freak, man.
So does G not stand for Greek?
Yeah, G stands for Greek, if you wanted to.
So why would you abbreviate Greek?
Who cares, man? Let me get back
into it. Who cares? You just spent a minute talking about this ice cream you made, and then you ruined it by throwing bacon on it.
No, bacon was what was delicious about
the ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
Bacon on everything. Yeah.
You got to put it on there, man.
All right.
Anyway, to jump back on to what I was saying, that whole game was just atrocious, man. Their interior defense, Marquette's, was just poor. You knew going into that game that Murray State was a team that was going to try and get pay points. But they got anything they wanted yesterday. And Morant is definitely NBA ready right now. And I can't say that about anybody on Marquette's team. They came out of the halftime break, out of the locker room, and they looked like they had their tails between their legs. That's when Murray State completely dominated the game. And the whole thing is you have to make adjustments at halftime. And as you guys mentioned, Marquette didn't do any of that. So that speaks to the several questions for me. The most important for me is Marcus Howard going to stay at Marquette, or is he possibly going to transfer or even opt to go to the NBA next year? If he does, I think it's obvious right now that Woj is on the hot seat, and if he does, I think his time at Marquette will be over very quickly from that point on.
Well, we'll talk more about that coming up. KJ, aloha. Thanks for the call, my brother.
Okay, brother. Aloha.
Enjoy the G-Freak Sunday. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Ryan Horvath here for Chuck. We'll talk Marcus Howard. I do believe the draft stock probably fell over the last month for him. More on the Marquette loss and more on the tournament. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I'm the bracket buster. One is never supposed to win, but I punk you. And time after time, again and again.
Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. Eric lives here, the name of this group, Bracket Buster, the song.
I'm the bracket buster.
And if you had Marquette, they busted your bracket. Now, I took them to lose, and I've taken Wisconsin to lose. But before the game, I mean, we were talking. I kind of came around on Marquette. I thought they were going to have a decent showing, whoop up on Murray State. I actually thought you might see a similar score of 83-64, just flipped a little bit. I was confident that Marquette could get it done. I don't know why, when you look back and they have lost six of their last seven.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what would have made me believe that other than just blind hope, but it was not a good showing from Marquette yesterday. 414-799-1250. As really not too many brackets busted yesterday unless you win all upsets, but if you did take Marquette far, you're busted a little bit because they did lose yesterday. That 5-12 upset did get them yesterday, and they lose. 414-799-1250. Tough game, man.
Yeah, it was tough to watch. The fact was, you know what sucked is it was on at a slot too where it was the only game. It was like that game before the little intermission where like CBS goes to the to the nightly news, and so it's literally the only game you could watch. Was
like the Badgers will be tonight.
Yeah, and so that was the worst part about it. And everybody was excited, and it was like I said, man, the pace was beautiful to start the game off. Marcus was hitting shots, and I was like, we're going to get that matchup we want here. It was the Morant and Marcus Howard matchup. And, you know, you look at the stats, and it's like Marcus finishes with the 26 points, but man, he was forcing everything towards the end of the game, really towards the second half of that season. And just an embarrassing loss. It's embarrassing. And now 5 years for Woj, zero NCAA tournament wins. You lose six of your last seven to close out the season. I feel like any other head coach is on the hot seat. So it's going to be an interesting offseason for Marquette. Like, is he on the hot seat, though, Woj? Let's say that same thing happens next year. Are you confident that he would be fired? Or do you think he would be back another year?
Well, it depends. I mean, You said that Coach K'd be on the hot seat if they lost 6-7, right? Izzo?
I don't know that.
If you lose 6-7 to end the season and you're a prestigious program and Duke or Michigan State gets bounced in their first game and you're a long tenured coach, you won't be on the hot seat. There'll be some concern.
Right.
They'll be like, well, what's going on here? And then whatever. I think we're. See, we always hear with these college programs, well, the boosters won't be happy.
Right.
Well, the alumni won't be happy.
Frames.
So what are they going to do? They're going to march on Wisconsin Avenue? I mean, they're going to withhold their money?
Right.
They're going to place a call? I mean, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
If Wojo gets fired, what do you promote, an assistant? You bring my boy Travis Diener back? Give Steve Novak the reins? I mean, what do you do? Who do you go find? You poach Pat Baldwin? You poach another assistant from somebody else's tree? I mean, when we thought we'd be talking about the end of Wojo's tenure, we thought because he'd be leaving to go to Duke. Because we thought he'd built up some success here. And so far, I mean, I don't think you can call his tenure a success. He's got no NCAA tournament wins. Let's go out to St. Francis, talk to Doug. 414-799-1250. What's up, Doug?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Doug, well, thanks for calling, bud.
You bet, man. Hey, my bracket, I thought Marquette losing was one of the easier first-round picks, and I'll tell you why. Obviously, it's momentum coming into the tournament number one. I actually went to a lot of Marquette games live this year and watched a lot on TV. They're very one-dimensional. They're not athletically dominant. They do not play fundamental defense or really anything that's a resemblance of a defense at all. It was kind of give the ball to Marcus and, you know, hope he makes 30 to 40 points a game, and if not, let's see who else can chip in and see if we can scrape out a win here. So I think they're not a tournament-built team, and I think that's my knock on Woj. You got to get some defensive beasts down low, and you got to play some interior defense, especially when you get into the tournament. So that's why I like Wisconsin today, Bart. I know you're down on Wisconsin typically, but I think fundamental defense and being able to adjust at halftime gives them a better chance to win than, of course, Marquette did.
Yeah, maybe I've been ragging on the wrong school.
You have.
I keep thinking that Wisconsin's going to be the easy loss. Maybe I was ragging on the wrong school this whole time, I think. Whoops, yeah, we'll find out today.
as far as Woj, though, I mean, man, he's got to build a better team. I wouldn't fire him now.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Howard leaves, we got nothing next year. So I think next year is the time. Give him another season, see what happens, and go from there.
I don't know that, and Doug, thanks for the call. I don't think Howard will leave. I don't get the feel that he will.
Where's he going?
To the NBA?
No.
I think his stock hurt over the last 4 weeks.
He doesn't defend, and he's not a very good ball handler. He makes terrible decisions with the ball. He's not a point guard. Who's he guarding as a two? I'm sorry. I've been saying this for the last year, and I think now people will finally see it my way. I don't think Marcus Howard's an NBA player. I think he's a great college player, and you could throw me the examples of Trae Young and all these guys. Somebody threw Steph Curry at me. I'm like, Steph Curry's 6'3", and arguably the greatest shooter I've ever seen on the planet. Marcus is a good player. Maybe he'll be good in Europe or overseas. Do you think he's an NBA player, though, Marcus Howard?
I think he can get into the NBA.
Could he create his own shot in the NBA?
No, I don't know what kind of success he can have there.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were looking at a mock draft yesterday or 2 days ago, Howard was taken in the 40s.
Right.
But it was by the Hawks, and I don't know if it's because you make the Trae Young connection or you just say, oh, well, the Hawks have a... The reasoning was the Hawks have a lot of picks, so they can spend one on Marcus Howard. That's not typically good for a guy's draft stock when you're not talking about the player, but you're talking about the team's got a lot of picks, and they might as well burn one on a project.
Right, right, exactly. But I don't know. See, and I feel like we make too many excuses for Woj, too. We brought up Coach K. Let's say they lose 6 of the last 7. I don't think he's on the hot seat, but I think because he's an older head coach and he has younger assistants and he's surrounded himself with these former players that become these hot names on the coaching search, like Jeff Capel, Woj, and Chris Collins. But I think that then there's some talk, like, is it time for him to hang it up?
Right.
Woj is young, like, and that's my point. Like, they're doing nothing that I haven't seen. Like, their offensive sets, their out-of-timeout plays were terrible. It's just... Four shot. I mean, swing the ball, try to get an open jumper. There's like, they're not running any offensive sets. And here's my point about making excuses is like 5 years, zero NCAA tournament wins. Chris Collins went to Northwestern, where you have to maintain like a 4.0 GPA. You know how hard it is to recruit at Northwestern? Guys at Illinois, guys at DePaul can't keep their own guys in Chicago. And Chris Collins took a team to the NCAA tournament and to the Sweet 16, could have beat Gonzaga. A Final Four team that year. So I just feel like we keep making excuses for Woj, and I think that he definitely has to be on the hot seat. And I feel like if he doesn't win a tournament game next year, that he should be gone. Because, I mean, that's what you look at when you talk success, NCAA tourney wins.
Well, yeah, and when he got hired, I mean, when Woj got hired off of the Duke staff, you thought there would be no way in 5 years he wouldn't have one NCAA tournament win. You'd be laughed at if that was your prediction. 414-799-1250. More on the college basketball first round. That's what they still call it, the first round, right? I just really don't want to say day one of the tournament.
I know. That's where I get kind of
really
confused
want to
now,
be
though,
fair.
Because, yeah, I want to give love to the first four.
Yeah, there's not enough people giving love to the first four. And even though I didn't watch any of it, I just want to pay my proper respects. I realized... I didn't think I was a big college basketball fan, but I realized yesterday in watching one game, I like college basketball now. And why do I like it? Because it's so terrible. More on that coming up. 414-799-1250, Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, where today you can enjoy the Friday Fish Fry after 11 o'clock. Get that Friday Fish Fry for $10.99 at Perkins and the Seafood Celebration. If you're looking to avoid the meat products today, hey, how about some fish and some seafood? They've got the shrimp po' boy. They've got the fisherman's hoagie. They've got a jumbo shrimp dinner. All that and more off their seafood celebration menu, which is available for a limited time. Get out this weekend. Kids eat free after 4 tomorrow on Saturdays. You get a meal. The kid gets a free meal. That's available at Perkins all throughout the Milwaukee area. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Ryan Horvath, Bart Winkler here on The Fan.
I'm the bracket buster. The one who's never supposed to win, but I punk you. And time after time, again and again.
Inbound, and a shot is good with the foul. How about that? The inbound to Ja Morant diving down the lane, and he's got a chance at a three-point play after taking a shot to the head.
I'm the bracket buster.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath in for Chuck today. Your bracket shouldn't be busted unless you went pretty crazy on the upsets. If you took Marquette far, well, then it might be. That's Eric Lives here with the song Bracket Buster, 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler again, Ryan Horvath in for Chuck, 414-799-1250. Talking some NCAA tournament. You want to talk about your bracket? You got to get it off your chest. You want to talk about your fantasy team? You want to talk about your dreams? Sure, I guess we'll talk about those things. Typically, nobody cares, but whatever. We'll be your shoulder to cry on if things went awry for you yesterday. Watching some of the college basketball tournament, March Madness, college basketball's bad, dude. It's bad. And the only time that it's like exciting is when it's on accident. Because the end of that Auburn-New Mexico State game, they're down two.
Yeah.
Guys got a clear path to the basket
for
the lay-in, and then they're going to go to overtime. Yet he dishes it out for a three-point shot. So stupid. But then the guy horribly misses, yet he gets fouled. Nice break, so you get three free throws to win the game, or at least tie. Misses two of them, and it's like the most captivating thing I've ever seen because of how bad it is. So I'm more of an NBA guy than a college guy. I thought you were too until you revealed yesterday that you're more of a college guy. But
yeah,
I mean, I can only take so many 19-year-olds bricking shots for so long. In a one-and-done format, it's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But over the course of the season, maybe not so much.
There's some really bad basketball. I think I texted that, too. I've been having this argument now for the better half of a decade, though. When I first started doing radio, I did it at our school radio station. I did an NBA basketball show, and I also did a college basketball show. And pretty much everybody on campus was the same way. They're like, man, college basketball is so bad. And at that point, like... I wasn't exposed to how bad, like, that everybody thought that way. And I was like, no, it's not. And I would defend it. The past 10 tournaments, I can't defend that anymore. What was that kid thinking?
I don't know
if he...
It was so funny.
I said, is that worse than the Chris Webber timeout? I don't think so. But, I mean, okay.
It was J.R. Smith-like.
Because I think it was. Because, okay, you get the rebound in Chris Webber in that situation, man. Time's running out. That's the end of a game. It's a national championship. It's a one-possession game. I could see going blank for a second, maybe thinking that you have a timeout, even though they told them, you have no timeouts. You got to roll, right?
Right.
But I don't see having a clear path to the basket and not taking that layup to tie the game. Is that just because of the way that the game's played? Because I talk about this all the time, too, is I feel like nobody wants to take the easy two or just go to the rim anymore. The game is all about kicking out and three-point shooting, right?
But there was nobody on him.
That's what I don't get. I don't know what you're thinking.
He must have thought they were down three and not two. You have to.
Yeah,
You don't be down two, have an open layup, and then kick it out. He had to think that they were down three. There's no... Because he threw it through traffic. The pass had to get through some guys, and then you're counting on a guy to make a shot. Then they got bailed out with the foul, which was even funnier.
Uh-huh.
And then he missed two of the three. I mean, if I'm a New Mexico State diehard, I'm furious. Imagine Marquette or Wisconsin losing that way, where the guy's got an open, Marcus Howard, open for the layup, kicks it out to Hauser, misses.
Right.
Goes to the line on a foul, misses two. Woj would be fired for how stupid of a play that would be.
I guess, and I asked the question yesterday, I said, would you rather bow out like Marquette did and get blown out in the first round of the tournament by a mid-major team, or would you rather win the NIT championship? Because we were talking about that the other day, like, what the hell's the point of the NIT championship besides more money for the NCAA? And I think that's a better question, though. Like, would you rather lose like that on a mental lapse, or would you rather get blown out?
I think
that's a good question.
If you lose on one play, it's always a good question. You can do it in any sport. If you lose on one play, like, you've got something to, like, it's worse to lose on one play, because if the Packers would have lost to Seattle by 30 points, we wouldn't talk about it every single day. like we do on this show.
See,
it comes up naturally. We never plan to talk about it. It always comes up.
You just stole my comparison right there, because all I think about is that NFC Championship game, and then I forget it all about the one where we decided to put Ladarius Gunter on Julio Jones.
It's like they never played in the 2016 NFC Championship game. It's like that never happened.
Right.
414-799-1250. Joe's in the Falls. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, first time caller. Do I get the music?
Oh, you certainly do, my man. It feels like the first time. Oh, don't be a foreigner to the show. Yeah, you have to get Chuck Light to do the foreigner line. Thanks, Joe. What's up?
So, first thing, I would rather lose by 30 points in the first round of the NCAA than go to the NIT and win. The NIT, nobody cares. It just doesn't matter. And then second thing is, Bart, I got a question. How come you've been hating so much on Badger basketball? I'm just going to read you some stats here, I guess some facts, and wonder what your thoughts are. 2014, 2015, they go to the Final Four. 2016, 2017, they go to the Sweet 16. They missed the tournament last year for the first time in 20 years, and they went 14-6 in the best conference in the country this year. What do you see that you don't like about the Badger team? Just curious.
I'm bored by them. I don't think they're that good. I'm bored.
Oh, just the style of play?
It's just very hard to watch them. And look, I'm not like, I'm a Badger guy too. You mentioned those other teams. I'm just talking about this team. This team and last year's team. And pretty much any Greg Gard team has been like, I have a great job and I can watch sports, and then my wife comes in the room and I can be watching sports and she's like, oh, he's working.
Mm-hmm.
I can watch AAF football. Oh, he must be working. I mean, nobody wants to talk about that. I can watch whatever I want. I can watch EPL soccer. Oh, he must be working. But the Badgers, watching the Badgers is, and I say this, it is the only time my job feels like actual work.
Really? Okay, well, I guess, so when you talk about Marquette, do you find Marquette more interesting basketball than Wisconsin?
I found Marquette games to be more exciting this year, yes.
Okay, that's fair enough. I mean, to me, the issue that I always say, I mean, I'm a huge... The bias here is incredible. I'm a huge Badger basketball fan. But
I can tell.
To me, yeah, of course. But to me, the thing about, like, when you watch a Steve Wojciechowski team is that team, he burned his players out. I mean, you ride Micah Howard for 30 shots a game, you get to March, and there's no legs left. I just think the way the program is run, it can't be sustained. And, yes, Badger basketball can be boring at times, but for long-term success, I think that they have a staple, they have a program that runs the right way, and then consistently they're where they need to be every year. That's all I got to say. Love the show, you guys. Good job. Have a good morning.
Hey, you too, Joe. Appreciate it. Don't be a foreigner. It feels like the first time. Feels like the very first time. I'm going to let this run.
Yeah,
I'm a little hungover.
Yeah, let's just let the song play.
Yeah. Hey, coming up at 7:20, the full song, as I run to the bathroom. Let's get out to Ram on the north side, our buddy Ram here on the Fan. What's up, my man?
Hey, man. Look, all we looked at was in a Marquette game with a Dwayne Wade with a jumper. That's what you witnessed, a high-level NBA lottery pick. Possibly going to be an NBA superstar, possible. And, you know, I'm going to go back to say this. Wisconsin and Marquette, if they want to go deep in a tournament, and this even goes with the football team, you got to get 4 or 5-star athletes. Or is she just going to be looking at winning the conference, then first and second, you know, maybe making it to a game, a lower bowl game in football, or in the basketball piece, maybe get out the, maybe make it a Sweet 16, maybe, and win one or two games. But if you don't have any talent to go around your good players, you're not going to do nothing. You know, it's just not going to happen.
That's why I'm so bummed, Ram, that the Badgers didn't win with Kaminsky and Decker when they lost to Duke, because it almost felt like when that happened, it was a mistake. Like the Wisconsin Badgers were in the NCAA championship game for basketball, and I was flawed. I mean, it was like what, and I was watching. It was hard to believe.
I have a question to ask you.
Yeah, man.
Check this out. I've did some coaching this year at the high school level, and we have 6 players now that are D1 prospects. do you think any of these six players are even considering Wisconsin or Marquette? And I was at the Nicolet in the Washington game, and Nicolet has three players that are legit D1 players. And, you know, you got to really wonder, do they leave Wisconsin, or can we keep some of our talent here?
What do you think they're all going to leave? What about your six guys?
I don't know. The Nicolet team, they got a team that could probably go back-to-back. And Washington High School has at least three players that are all D1 prospects. But you got to be able to keep some of these guys in the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to compete. I mean, you when you're talking about the top 12 programs, I mean, you know, and Morant, he didn't even go to South Carolina. He went to a mid-major. I mean, so that's what we looked at. You know, we look at these tournament games, and then as you get deep in the tournament, you know, the teams that got the more four or five-star players are going to win. There's not even no question about it. You know, so with Wojo, man, he's on hot seat, bro. Straight up.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's got to be, I think. Ram, thanks for the call.
I agree with a lot of what he said right there, and I mean, I keep bringing up the fact that just it's not just like Wisconsin that's having a hard problem keeping their own products in state. It's pretty much everywhere. And the reason why, though, I mean,
well, if these kids think they have a shot to go pro,
yeah,
they're not coming.
I mean, they were.
You're going to go to the established programs that have let guys one and done go pro.
Exactly. And I always tell the story about Coach Cal, and he said that when he was recruiting Tyler Ulis, his dad was like, if my son comes to play at Kentucky, you're getting a four-year player. And Coach Cal said to him, if your son's coming here to play for 4 years, he's going to the wrong school. He'll be in the NBA the next year. And Tyler Ulis is like a 5'8", 5'9", point guard. Like, that's the promises that you get at these other universities. And so if you're Tyler Hero, if you're Jordan Poole, and you're looking at colleges. And the other thing is, man, when I was in high school and I was wanting to go away to school, what's the one thing on your mind the whole time? I'm like, I want to get away from my parents. I want to get away from my family, and I want to kind of like learn how to live on my own for a little bit. So there's that factor. And then you just look at like the atmosphere. Like you go on campus, you brought it up yesterday, as much as I hate Kansas, how cool like the atmosphere is, because that's all they have there is college athletics. You go to Kentucky on game day, and it's just a different atmosphere. It's a different feel. Everybody, you're a hero right there. Like, everybody knows who you are as a college kid.
Pun intended.
You know what I mean? Tyler, yeah, I didn't even think about
look
that.
Look at you. You're so great.
So, and that's what I'm saying. So, if Steve Wojciechowski comes and watches you play basketball and says, hey, man, you're the best thing since, you know, this, and I want you to come play for me. And then Coach Cal comes rolling, and his stretch limo gets out with his slick back hair and says, you will be a pro and a millionaire in 2 years. Are you sticking around living with your parents and, you know, going and playing Marquette basketball at the Pfizer Forum? Or are you going to Kentucky where you're a hero? Like, you could get any chick you want. But let's be honest. I mean, we're about to find out from the FBI here. I would say, I think 2 months, some things are going to crack down. I think Kansas will be under fire. And I think you get a couple extra privileges. I don't know if you get that at Marquette. But
Ben tweets in, says, Marquette let me down. Otherwise, my bracket's in good shape. Still stunned at how Marquette fell apart towards the end of the season with that first-round tourney exit. I thought Wojo was secure, but maybe I was wrong. I mean, he's not going to sleep easy. He probably didn't sleep easy last night. He won't sleep easy the next couple of weeks. He will not get fired by any means. And I don't know who's going to be the ones applying the pressure onto him. He'll have mostly the same team next season?
Yeah, I would assume that he would pretty much get everybody back next season.
They've just got to figure out how to not blow it down the stretch. I mean, they had some promise, man. Just a couple weeks ago, we thought
that team.
They could have a Final Four run in them.
What, you know what's frustrating about Woj, why I loved the hire at first, is because everybody always thought that Woj was going to eventually take over for Coach K. Everybody knew who he was because he was the guy that slapped on the floor. And he was at Duke, and when he was at Duke, him and Chris Collins were the best recruiters that they had. So when Duke went away from getting the four-year players like the John Shires, and they started getting the one-and-dones like Elton Brand, Trajan Langdon, like guys later on, Woj was doing most of that recruiting. So when Marquette made the hire, that's why I was like, not only is he going to keep guys in the Wisconsin area, but he's going to go out and find these guys that are going to mid-major schools, you know, like Ja yesterday, like, do a better job. How are the guys like that playing mid-major basketball? People need to do a better job scouting. Especially, get out to Canada, man. Look at all these kids out there. RJ Barrett, Andrew Wiggins.
Get to Canada, Woj.
That's where all the, I'm telling you, look at the pipeline in Canada, man. There's some great players coming out of Canada right now.
Go up north and save your job, Woj. 414-799-1250. Talk more college basketball. Do need to touch on some, I mean, some pretty interesting Brewers news. We'll do that next hour as the starting rotation takes shape and the bullpen gets decimated by even more injuries. It's Chuck and Winkler. More from you guys. 414-799-1250. Ryan Horvath in for Freems on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.